OPNAV Instruction 5100.23 Gulf, Navy Safety and Occupational Health Program Manual, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 8, Occupational Health. 1. Which program has the primary objective of ensuring a safe and healthful work environment for all Navy personnel? Navy Safety and Occupational Health. 2. How many major specialties comprise the Occupational Health Program? 2. 3. What involves the anticipation, identification, evaluation, and control of occupational health hazards? Industrial hygiene. 4. What focuses on the medical surveillance of employees potentially exposed to the hazards identified during the industrial hygiene workplace evaluation, the physical requirements of the job, and on the prevention, diagnosis, and treatment of occupational injuries and illnesses? Occupational and Environmental Medicine, Oscar Echo Mike. 5. Exposure assessment of Navy workplaces requires a sound, logical strategy. The purpose of such a strategy is to accomplish at least how many goals? 4. 6. How many major steps are there in setting up a functioning occupational exposure assessment program? 5. 7. Who shall provide all Navy shore activities with a current, thorough occupational exposure assessment of each workplace? Chief Bureau of Medicine and Surgery, BUMED. 8. What is the primary means of determining exposure levels? Exposure monitoring. 9. BUMED shall retain survey, evaluation, and sampling records, Section 0802, for a minimum of how many years? 40. 10. What is a critical part of the multidisciplinary approach to the prevention of work-related injuries and illnesses and in the promotion of healthy work practices throughout the naval workforce? OEM, Oscar Echo Mike. 11. How many types of consultative assistance teams are there? 3. 12. Which type of consultative assistance teams provide assistance for situations that are beyond the professional capability of local resources and which may threaten or have adverse health effects to naval personnel or their working environment? Type 1. 13. Which type of consultative assistance teams provide professional and administrative personnel to evaluate program management, effectiveness of program implementation, and management of resources? Type 2. 14. Which type of consultative assistance teams augment local staff to provide required services beyond the capabilities of the requesting activity? Type 3. 15. CATS shall not conduct which type of program oversight reviews? Pre-NAV-INS-GEN OSH. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.